Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the influence of language and culture across the global community continually grows. This weekend, the University of Louisiana Monroe hosts the Festival of World Languages, bringing together high school students across North Louisiana and showcasing several countries, their languages and culture. And joining me in studio is Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Department of Foreign Languages at ULM. Ruth, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Glad that you are here. Always enjoy talking about this festival because it's something that is unique to our area. And share with this, what is on the itinerary? What's coming up?
Well, we varied it just slightly. We always have an introductory kind of icebreaker activity, which is So You Think You Can Salsa. And the kids the students seem to like getting up and showing their skills. And then we will, of course, follow that with our usual tour of different cultures and languages. We divide the students up into groups of 10 to 14, and ULM students take them to different presentations. One will be a real lesson in salsa. They'll also have an opportunity to look at displays that other students from different high schools have brought, and they'll have the opportunity to attend at least two presentations by ULM faculty. For example, one of the most favorite ones is always done by Brian Butler, our classics professor. He did the relationship between Hunger Games and the Minotaur last year. I have no idea what the surprise will be this year. But even our interim dean, Dr. Mike Camille, will be doing a presentation on language and its relationship to how it moves from one country to another. And so we're looking forward to a number of different presentations. Then the kids will come back and they'll eat pizza. And they'll hear from Tom DeNardis, who is an instructor in the College of Business Administration, who has a lot of experience in business, owning his own businesses, creating new businesses, now teaching. And he's a strong proponent of business students taking foreign languages so that they're able to expand their ability to work in the world. And then the new event this year is a different game at the end. The theme this year is Language Ops. It's a game changer. And it's based on some video game, which I know nothing about, but the high school teachers who are involved know that their students enjoy these types of things. And so they've created a new type of survivor game, and it should be a lot of fun. We're going to see how that works.
Some high school students taking it as an elective, thinking, okay, I want to learn a little something about foreign language, but really the festival kind of brings things into perspective. And share on the mission of what this is intended to do.
Right. When the Board of Regents funded this several years ago, for 2 years, the goal was to introduce high school students more extensively to different languages. Primarily in high schools, certainly in the north of Louisiana, the two major languages are Spanish and French. Mm-hmm. Every now and then there's a German course thrown in. But this was an opportunity to let students engage with other people and other professors at the ULM campus to see what language can do and different types of languages. So another person who will present this year is our teaching assistant Chinese, who is prepared to teach them a little Chinese too. So that was the goal, because the Regents recognized that students this day and age, in order to be global, must have a familiarity with a number of languages and hopefully proficiency in at least one.
Right. What schools do we see involved? How many schools are involved from across the area?
Well, this is interesting. We have 8 schools coming from as far away as Manny, Louisiana, Ruston, West Ouachita, West Monroe, Neville, River Oaks, OCS, and Ouachita.
When we look at this event, what does it bring to the participants? What's some of the feedback you hear from the students that participate each year?
Well, it's interesting. The first year, we in our evaluation that we gave them, we said, did the festival meet your expectations? And they consistently said no. And then I read their comments, and their comments were, I didn't realize this was going to be this much fun. So we changed that question. I think that we have a number of students who've told us that they sign up to come back.
Right.
They have a good time. Some of them are even coming to ULM and now participating as the ULM students, taking students around. So it seems to be a morning spent and maybe at first thinking, why am I doing this? But by the end of the morning, happy that they did.
Yeah. Ruth, if you could comment on the state of interest in foreign languages in our area. I take it Spanish would probably be one of the foremost that would be interested by students.
Well, I think nationwide Spanish certainly leads the way. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say that French enrollments are coming back. German seems to be seeing a rebirth also. We get students who would like to see us again offer Japanese and certainly Italian. Obviously, no one university can do that anymore. And so we try to pick the languages that hit the biggest group and then find other opportunities for them to go. And like we have a Spanish major this summer who's going to Japan because she's fascinated by Japanese. So I think this generation... I know they call them the millennials, but this is really the global generation. More and more students coming to college know they're going to need another language.
And, of course, a great opportunity for the university to link with local high schools and develop foreign language programs.
Absolutely. And most, well, certainly the majority of language teachers in the area are graduates of ULM.
And, of course, students will be gathering for this event coming up this Saturday. If someone would like to find out more about the program here or about the Festival of Foreign Languages and how they might be able to get involved, how could they do so?
Basically, if they'll go to our webpage for World Languages and click on Festival, all the information is there. And I should hasten to say we also have some corporate sponsors. Progressive Bank is helping us out this year, and the McKay Consulting Service in Shreveport is helping us out.
Dr. Ruth Smith, head of the Foreign Language Department at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, and the Festival of World Languages coming up this weekend at ULM. Ruth, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.